This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Friday. We just ended our comedy cold cut segment. Now, I think, don't you have a trivia right now, Mike?
I do indeed. And what do we have for our prizes today?
Prizes we have, is it like one trivia?
Yes.
We're going to do like a one package thing. So we have a $20 gift certificate to Mama McDonough's Irish Pub over in Hillsborough. I hear that they do a fantastic breakfast on the weekends.
Mm.
They say that they're... Steak bomb omelet is the bomb.
Road
That's
trip.
What I hear. Road trip for sure.
I like that. Steak bomb is the bomb.
Yeah.
That just came out, J-Dog. That was pretty good of me. And also, we'll add to that a combination of Red Arrow and Jay's Tavern. So it'll be a good $50 package.
All righty. Thank you for that, Carol. All right. So this one is not food related, but it's really fun trivia question. First I'll ask you, well, the category is the 15 worst days to have a birthday. That's the category. Somebody did some research and came up with a list of the 15 worst days on which to have a birthday. Now, I'm not going for number one because I think it's really obvious, but let me ask you, what do you think number one is on that list?
Well, because you're saying it's obvious, my first instinct would be to say Christmas.
You are correct.
Okay. All right.
You are correct.
There you go. I thought maybe the way you were saying it, it wasn't going to be that, but okay.
When's
that
your birthday, by the way? November, right?
Yes.
November
21st.
Oh. So do you ever have it on Thanksgiving? No, you just miss
no,
it.
No, just
miss
barely
it by
miss
one
it.
Day.
Yep.
20
yep.
seconds, the earliest can come.
Yeah.
All right. So 15 worst days to have a birthday. The very worst, according to the survey, is Christmas. Carol is right. What is number two on the list? What is the second worst day that people say it is to have a birthday? So the phone number is
866-823-1077. You have a chance to win a $50 package, Mama McDonough's, Red Arrow Diner, Jay's Tavern. Again, 866-823-1077. And while we're waiting for our first call, I really appreciated the email you sent me.
Oh, I sent you a picture. Yes.
I'm like, oh no, what is he sending me? And that is pretty funny. As listeners probably know, I don't like pumpkin flavors. And he sent me a picture of a Mexican restaurant / bar. And it says in their window, pumpkin spice tacos are here. I mean, doesn't that
sound horrible? How disgusting is that? Yeah.
And then it says, just kidding, drink tequila. That's cute. That was really cute.
Sometimes
I
see these things that make me think of you, so I can't help myself. I have to send them along. Well, speaking of that, you, of course, make Dyna Fingers, which are, kind of a your take on Twinkies.
I know what you're going to say because I have that in my little pile, too.
Well, go ahead and tell us about it then.
Pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I read that and I was like, no way. But you know what? It probably, and it says that it's not the cake part.
It's the filling. Cream. Right.
So I don't like that stuff, but people do like that. And that would be a consideration at the diner.
Have you had pumpkin chili before?
No.
No.
I have. It was like vegan pumpkin chili at this establishment that I won't mention, but it was fantastic. So
it was like tofu and beans and things
vegetables? No, tofu. They had the papitas, the pumpkin seeds.
Oh,
and
yes.
They put little chunks of
pumpkin
to roast.
Papitas.
I bet that's probably, I don't like pumpkin.
Yeah, but the pumpkin seeds. Do you like pumpkin seeds?
I do like pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
I do. And you know what? Listeners, so that you know, today, I should have said this at the beginning of the show, but the C-SPAN bus is parked out in front of the Red Arrow Diner today.
It is?
It is.
Wow. What's going on?
They parked their bus, actually, Elaine, it just kind of reminded me, because Elaine, one of my waitresses at the diner, just posted the picture of it sitting in front of the diner.
Oh, yeah.
We're partnered with C-SPAN for the upcoming primary.
You are? And Sirius Radio,
And SiriusXM as well, yes. They're both partners. So.
Who needs NBC, CBS, or ABC? You've got the Carol Broadcast Network going on here.
I know, right? I guess the Democratic Convention started yesterday. So,
well, no, the convention won't be till next summer.
Well, it's some Democratic
it might be a
something
gathering,
started yesterday,
right?
Which is why the C-SPAN bus is there today.
Okay.
But it's a pretty cool bus. Have you ever been in the C-SPAN
bus? I have not.
It's very cool.
Are you going to be able to get me in?
Of course. That's why it's there, for people to go in and out of it and check it out. And, there's, it's kind of like a mini museum almost.
Can I go in and pull Wolf Blitzer's beard to see if it's real?
CNN.
I guess. Yeah. That's CNN.
Oh, and which one did you say this was?
C-SPAN.
Oh,
This is C-SPAN.
You said that, and I'm hearing CNN.
Oh, okay.
All right.
C-SPAN.
All right.
C-SPAN. I actually get them mixed up too. I was saying ESPN the other day.
You can try to. By the way, Mike, you can try to get a Steve Scully's beard, but he doesn't really have one.
Oh.
See, time, maybe.
This guy watches C-SPAN, I can tell. Those,
I'm a C-SPAN guy.
Watching the Senate vote. Let me repeat the trivia question. Folks are drawing a blank, I guess. The category, 15 worst days to have a birthday. You know, people were asked, and they made a list. The number one worst day is December 25th, which is Christmas. What is number two on the list? I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, but it's when you hear it, you'll say, oh, makes total sense. Phone number, again, for the prizes is?
866-823-1077. You will win a $50 package, so give us a call. Again, 866-823-1077. You know, my nephew Maxwell is born on Christmas Day.
Is he?
He is. And my mother's birthday is Christmas Eve, December 24th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, we can go back into the pumpkin spice thing while we wait to see if anybody wants to take a shot at this. Just how crazy has the fall pumpkin flavor fad become? According to Nielsen, those are the people that, that take ratings and other surveys, people even spent $12,878,000 on pumpkin-flavored dog food last year.
Are you kidding?
Yes, we are so obsessed with pumpkin flavor. We're forcing it on our pets.
That's crazy.
That's sad, isn't it?
I would never, ever feed.
Although pumpkin actually is good for your dog. That is a good food to give them. Kind of mix it in with their kibble if you want. It is good for them.
Molly doesn't like it either.
But it doesn't have the pumpkin spice flavor that you associate with. So she might like it. All right, we have a caller on the line wants to take a guess. Christine is here from Canterbury. Christine, thanks for joining Carol and Mike. So what is the number two worst day to have a birthday?
I'm thinking April Fool's Day.
That would be a good one. And I think that made the top 15 list.
Oh,
but
all right.
I'll give you a little clue. You're a little bit too late in the year. It's sometime between New Year's Day and April Fool's Day. So it's somewhere in that 3-month span. So I'm gonna help narrow it down just a little bit. Christine, thank you for trying.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right. So the worst day of the year out of the top 15, the worst day to have a birthday, I think most people would agree, is Christmas. What is number two?
All right. 866-823-1077.
I think Eric is standing by from Londonderry. We're going to be going to Londonderry in a few moments to talk to the owners of Max Apples. All right, buddy, what do you think, Eric? What is number two on the list?
Valentine's Day?
No.
That was my guess, Eric.
But it is between Valentine's Day. We're going to narrow this down. It's between Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day. So now we got to narrow down to about a 6-week period.
Okay, there's just one other. I don't understand why.
All right. All right, Eric, that's not quite right, but thanks for your try. And Valentine's Day was on the list of the top 15. I don't have Corey from Concord. We're getting all alliterations. Well, two out of three anyway. We had Christine from Canterbury and now Corey from Concord. Corey, what is the number two worst day to have a birthday?
I didn't hear the last caller, so I was just calling him. I'm going to go with February 29th, leap year.
February 29th, leap year? You are correct, sir.
Ah, okay.
I know somebody that has that, by the way.
You do?
Yes.
You know, when do they celebrate it? The 28th?
Right.
Or March 1st. It's probably whatever's most convenient for the family.
Okay, I wasn't thinking that. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Yeah, Corey, way to go. Carol, once again, list what the prizes are that Corey won.
Corey, you are going to get a $20 gift card to Mama McDonough's Irish Pub over in Hillsboro. I hear it's a real happening place. They have breakfast on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday. They say that their steak bomb omelet is the bomb. And as well as I'll give you $25 to Red Arrow Diner and $25 to Jay's Tavern. Oh, so that's even more than that.
Yeah. Generous
wow,
lady.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
And when is your birthday, Corey?
December 18th.
December 18th. So you almost got the worst birthday of the year. You missed it by a week, huh?
By a week, yep.
Did Mom try to move things along knowing that this was a bad day to have?
How does he know?
He's got to ask, right?
He does. Right.
Give them more lemon cupcakes. That supposedly brings on labor. Yeah.
Lemon?
Yeah. Oh, I think we talked about that back in April. All right. So we get that information. J-Dog
just
will.
Just stay on the line, right. And J-Dog will give it to you, and he'll email it over to me, and I'll send it right out.
Have a great weekend,
Thank
Corey.
You.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Well, when you think about it, every 4 years, so that's, what, 365 days a year, so times four is, what, about 1,400 and something.
Yeah.
So, you know, all things being equal, about one out of every 1,400 people would have a leap year birthday, which I think would be cool.
I
missed it by a year and 2 days, so I guess that's not really that close. But Barb's daughter is expecting her second child sometime that week. And I think she may be delivering cesarean, so it will be a scheduled delivery.
Ooh.
And I keep saying, you know, because I think Monday is the 29th next year. I'm not sure, but I think it's the week of the 29th or the first couple days of March. That's the week they've put aside. I'm saying, you got to go for leap year. Well, how cool would that be?
That's pretty cool.
To have a leap year birthday.
It is.
I mean, there's clubs, there's websites, there's all kinds of leap year baby gatherings, organizations, as you can imagine, like on Facebook and
that's cool.
And every other thing. So I thought that was a fun question.
Love it.
So there you go. Let me just finish up because we have a couple minutes before we get in touch with Carol Mack.
Yep.
We're talking about that Americans spend almost $13 million a year on pumpkin-flavored dog food, which you don't like pumpkin-flavored stuff. Well, I do, but if you just take it out of the can as a puree, it just tastes like squash, basically. But it's good for your dogs. But I guess a lot of people are buying into that. The well-known research firm Nielsen decided to dig into everything pumpkin and revealed some big numbers. In 2014, last year, 37% of U.S. consumers purchased a pumpkin-flavored product, representing a 79% increase since 2011, building a market worth $361 million a year, of which you contribute nothing.
That's correct.
Probably so, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's pretty popular.
Extremely so. And I'm kind of interested to find out why a 79% increase in 3 years. There must be just this big marketing blitz of pumpkin flavored this and that.
Well, you know, it does seem like that, too, you mm-hmm. know, and I don't know if maybe this farm to table thing has anything to do with that, which is kind of increased in popularity.
That's a good point.
You know, that kind of makes sense.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, the top-selling pumpkin-flavored items continue to be pie filling with over $134 million a year, you know, instead of having to scrape it out of the pumpkin itself.
That'd be like the one that...
That's a lot of work. I wouldn't be into that. But other products are gaining steam, like ice cream. Over $47 million in pumpkin-flavored ice cream last year, and coffee with over $32 million in sales. Now, I've had the pumpkin-flavored coffee, and as much as I love pumpkin, I can't warm up to it. It gets lost in the bitterness of the coffee.
Yeah, so. I don't like flavored coffees. I actually don't really drink coffee anymore, but
no.
I'm not a flavored coffee gal.
Yeah, some flavored coffees I kind of like, but typically when you see me bring in my little iced coffee every day, it's Dunkin' Dark Roast with just one cream. That's it. I'm so surprised. Some of these people, when they pull up to the window or the counter at Dunkin' Donuts, you know, I'd like, dark roast, extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
5X sugar, this, that, and the other thing. Where the hell's the coffee going to go?
Unbelievable. No kidding.
Done pumpkin ice cream, though, right, Mike?
Yeah, pumpkin ice cream. I do like that.
Yeah.
Do you like that, J-Dog?
Yeah, I do. A little too much.
Sorry about that, pal. But here's the wild part of this whole pumpkin spice craze. Despite our newfound adoration for the taste of pumpkins, no one wants any actual pumpkins. Sales of the real orange gourds have declined in 3 of the past 4 years, accounting for 8.6 million fewer pumpkins sold, according to Nielsen. Again, this is the survey company that rates radio and television. And
be interesting pumpkins. To ask Carol Mack.
Yes. That put that one aside. That is a good question. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't see that there. Maybe their pumpkin sales have been good because they have a half of their parking lot is filled with these giant wooden boxes that are just loaded with pumpkins. I didn't see them yet. I think it's probably just a tad early. Although I haven't driven by in a couple of days. So, and finally, it may be just that pumpkin lovers are taking advantage of brands willing to do the hard work for stuffing pumpkins into everything for them. So there it is, from dog food to ice cream to flavored coffees and everything in between.
There you go.
But not in the Carroll household.
No, not in my household.
Not even for decorations, huh?
You know?
Have you ever decorated one?
I do moms. I put my mom's.
Right.
On.
But have you ever cut one open and pulled out the guts?
Well, when the kids were little, we did jack-o'-lanterns and, you know, stuff like that.
Are you a pumpkin decorator, J-Dog?
No, because I'm too busy eating the pumpkins.
Oh, God.
Or making a pumpkin smoothie for a pretty girl, so.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get details.
Is there something I need to know?
He only dates in October.
Not really?
Well, you know, she's pretty. She's a friend.
Okay.
About the gist of that.
Okay, J-Dog.
We can work with that.
I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, I am too. Good for you, dude.
All right.
I'm going to send you a pumpkin in the mail. I'll let you go to town on it.
Thank you.
Well, it probably is a time to take a break because J-Dog is going to get on the phone and call Carol Mack of Mack's Apples, a multi-generational family-run farm in Londonderry known for their apples, their trails, their vistas, their pumpkins, and their peaches. And we'll talk to them. I don't know if Andy's going to be on the line or not, or if it's just going to be Carol, but they're both terrific people and friends of mine, and I think you'll... Hey, it's apple time, right?
It's definitely apple time.
As Jerry Seinfeld would say, we got to talk apples. We'll be right back with more on The Pulse. Hang in there.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
And that brings us to 1:30 on Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It's the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. SpiceBlends.com. A big part of my smoked pork chops last night, which came out great with a little maple barbecue sauce to finish them off, just to give them a little glaze, a little crust on there. Outstanding. I have to tell Shelly when I see her next week. Also, we're brought to you by New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Not every radio show has an official coffee, but doggone it, we do. NewEnglandCoffee.com. And actually, we need an official peach provider for Food for Thought every August and September. Maybe I can talk Carol Mack of Mack's Apples in Londonderry into that. Carol, hello. Welcome to Food for Thought. Say hello to Carol Lauren. She's here too.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Carol. Nice to be here today.
Thank you, Carol. It's so nice to have you.
So I have to ask you, are there any of Mike's peaches left at the farm stand, or is the peach season officially over?
No, they have. I think they've pretty much picked them all, but they're in the store and ready to go. Hopefully they'll last through the weekend. Just depends on the crowds that we have.
All right, so can you close the store for about an hour till I can get down there to make sure?
Absolutely. For you, Mike, we'll do anything. Yes.
I can't believe it. You know, I go in there probably once a week, and I'll get my four peaches. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's like I have to hire somebody to carry them. I have never seen peaches so big. So what's the secret here? What's Mike's secret? What's the fertilizer? What's the deal, Carol?
He does make sure that they're irrigated appropriately. We'll see pipes running up to that part of the orchard, and Mother Nature's been good to us this year. So I would say I can't speak to the fertilizer. I'm not the peach expert that Mike is, but I'll tell you the varieties that he chooses and the apple trees that or the peach trees that we have come into full production now, and they're just amazing. They really are.
I should mention, just by way of introduction, Carol and Andy Mack are the recently new owners of Mack's Apples in Londonderry. When I saw your husband, Andy, a couple weeks ago, I was there, and he happened to be walking through the retail area, and he said this is our, I think, 283rd harvest. And I'm wondering, going back to 1732, are you the oldest continuously operating family-owned farm in the state?
Yes, we are, and we recently had the governor here. She picked the celebratory first apple of the season on September 2nd, and that was here at the farm. It was quite an honor to have her here and for the other apple growers in the state to allow us to be the ones to have Governor Hassan here. And there was also a representative from the U.S. Agriculture Department, I believe, and he said he thought that we might be the oldest one in the country as far as continuously the same family operating a farm.
It's got to be pretty close. I mean, 1732, that's, 283 years, you said,
yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about it earlier. I said, oh, my gosh, we're closing in on 300 years. Time for a celebration. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness. Now, yeah. For people that have not been to Max Apples, which I find that hard to believe. I'm sure that almost everybody around has been to Max Apples. But just in case that somebody hasn't, explain to us what else is available at Max. Like when you pull up to like the main area, like where Mike goes once a week, tell us what we may find there.
Well, you'll find all the varieties of apples that are currently available. Right now we have Jonamac and Macintosh. There's Gala apples, which is an early apple that's just a lovely flavor. We have pears. We have the remnants of the peaches, and not remnants. I mean, they're good quality, but we're getting to the last of that particular crop. We have locally grown vegetables. We have pumpkins. We have, I believe, 30 acres of pumpkins on the farm. And for those of you that like to cook with pumpkins, we have both the little sweet pumpkins and big ones to decorate your home for Halloween. We have corn stalks, and we have bales of hay and all the things that you need to decorate. And we also have a variety of products that we have, jellies and jams and different things to support the products that we sell. We feature locally grown corn that is grown at J&F Farms, and we do that until the corn runs out. So it's just a wonderful time at Max. We have mums available. If you want to decorate your house with mums, we get them from a local grower as well. And it's just the place to go in the fall.
Very nice.
Well, it is officially U-Pick season, as you mentioned. The first celebratory apple was pulled from the tree by the governor a short time ago. Mammoth Road, you can see a good part of the farm, but it's 400 acres with lots of trails. So, you know, there's plenty of room to spread out as busy as I'm sure it's going to be for the next 2 months.
Right. It is going to be busy, and the parking is always at a premium. What we advise people to do, and we try to get this word out, is that you park at the store to go to the store, but you park at the U-Pick operations to pick the apples. So sometimes we'll have people park at the store and then trek half a mile or a mile to some of the various areas in town where we have pick your own. And it kind of clogs things up. So we do appreciate when people use the market parking for the market and use the pick-your-own areas. There's one on Adams Road in Londonderry, and there's lots of signs in town that will direct you. There's one across the street from the market and north of the farm, and also on Pillsbury Road, and you can drive directly there. We have cash registers there and people ready to show you where you can pick apples.
I think next is going to be shuttle service, right? And a Uber shuttle service from Plaistow. Well, it's interesting, you know, the land that that Mr. Mack, initially settled on was at one time. John Mack came from Ireland in 1732, as I'm sure you're aware. But for those that don't know, the land once belonged to Matthew Thornton. And the interesting thing is you were, of course, the principal at Matthew Thornton Middle School. So it's come full circle.
It is. Well, Matthew Thornton Elementary School, yes. And
yes.
It is. It's very special. And the children always love that fact. And if you look on the Declaration of Independence, you'll see Matthew Thornton's name there at the bottom. He was one of the last one to sign, I believe. And so it's a special connection that we have, a historical connection, plus these wonderful apple trees. And for me, as originally a New Yorker, grew up on Long Island. This is heaven. So I don't think I ever need to go anywhere else.
Sure. And you even have a resident poet and picker. Now, not every apple orchard.
A resident what?
Picker. A resident poet and picker, correct?
Yes, we do. John Keating is one of our employees. He's been with us for a number of years. And he came to work here at the farm, and he has a wonderful skill for poetry. And I know he's published a book, and I don't know if it's self-published or it was actually published. I'd have to find that information out for you, but he's just a lovely, lovely young man, young to me. I think he's he's entering a golden age here now. I won't give his age, but he went to school with my son, so I know exactly how old he is. And, but he's just a great person with a wonderful eye for the beauty of the nature of the orchard, and we're lucky to have him.
We were just talking a few minutes ago, talking to Carol Mack from Max Apples in Londonderry. She and husband Andy, the owners, after Andy's dad turned things over to Carol and Andy. We were talking a few moments ago about the pumpkin industry in terms of all the many applications, mostly used for canned, the canned pumpkin puree and all that stuff. But I mean, it finds its way into everything now. But what the stats were telling us is that even though we're going crazy with pumpkin-flavored stuff, the actual buying of pumpkins has declined in the last couple of years. Are you seeing that at all at your farm?
No, not that I'm aware of. Now, obviously, I'm a new owner, but when I see the mounds of pumpkins down at the farm, I would say there's no problem, because they disappear through the month of October. They just disappear. And this will be the first weekend we'll have them down at the market, and we'll also have them at the three U-Pick operations that are open. And I can't say that we've seen any kind of decline there. So that's an interesting point. I'll have to check our figures and see if that's actually happening.
Yeah, that was actually a survey or a study done by Nielsen. So they're pretty well the standard bearer of things like that. Well, I did a little quick figuring here. 1732. When when John Mack settled, came from Ireland, that's the same year that George Washington was born.
Yes, it is. So our history is certainly long-term, and what I've learned about him is that he has eight children. He had eight children, and Robert and Andrew were a part of that. And Robert built the house that we live in now and sold it to his brother Andrew. And so it's a pretty nice feeling. And as I wander around this house, because it's been in the family for such a long time, you just get a sense of all the wonderful history that's gone on in those 200 plus years. So
has a lot of that history, Carol, been documented? Is there an official historian of the Mack family farm and the ancestors and descendants so that people could take a look? I mean, I'm thinking this could be a little side part of your grounds. There would be sort of a Mack museum.
Oh, what an interesting idea. We great uncle Andy, who was my husband's grandfather's brother, was quite a historian, and he compiled a lot of records, genealogy information, as well as interesting stories from the town and from the farm. And so we have that. In the latest generation, my father-in-law, Andy Sr., has been a wonderful source of information as well, as was his dad, Wallace Jr. And the names are all the same, which makes it very difficult. The one thing Max are not good at is coming up with original names, because we have currently in our family an Andrew and a Jonathan, so I guess we sort of have a John Mack here now, too, but... Grandpa Mack used to tell me wonderful stories about this house that we live in. He was born here, and he worked on the farm with his dad and then took it over, and then he worked it until Andy Sr. took it over. And so, they've been here for all those years, and we've been the wonderful beneficiaries of all their wonderful stories. My husband's cousin, Wallace, he's Wally the Fourth. He's very interested in history and has been working on the genealogy as well. And his sister Isabel, another interesting name, she also is very interested in history. And they all have such a wonderful recall of facts and figures. I think that goes with the Mack name, that you get a mind that is like a steel trap. And I don't share that. I kind of am the spokesperson, but I have to go to them for all of the real information. And so there are people that will carry it on. But the big question is, maybe at some point we could establish a museum. The town itself has a museum, the Morrison House, over on Pillsbury Road. and we have are in the process of providing them with some items so that they'll be able to have those at the Morrison House. And I think it's wonderful to have a museum for the town, not necessarily just for the family.
Very good point. Can you hang on a couple more minutes to finish out maybe another 10 or so?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carol Mack. She and her husband Andy own Mack's Apples in Londonderry on Mammoth Road, 400 beautiful acres. We'll continue the conversation right after a quick break on The Pulse. This is Food for Thought on WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Friday, and we are talking with Carol Mack, one of the owners of Mack's Apples over in Londonderry. And we're just talking about the rich history that's connected with it. Now, Carol, I have a question for you.
Sure.
If I were to go, over to the market, would I see Carol Mack walking around? I mean, do you work in the market, or do you, make some strolls through, or?
Oh, no, absolutely. I try to work hard. I'm blessed with a lot of energy. And I do babysit my grandchildren four days a week. But the other 3 days, I do try to get down to the farm, and especially on the weekends. Last weekend, I was bagging for a while, and then I ended up on the taste table for quite a long time. And it's such a nice way to just talk to customers. We have the most amazing staff, not just in the market, but starting with Mike Cross at the top, growing apples, and all of the people support him, and then Chris Dresser, who's running our Pick Your Own operation, and then the wonderful people that work in the store, Louise and Sandy and Linda and Elaine and Rose. I mean, I don't want to leave anybody out, but they're just amazing people, and they've been running this business with my father-in-law for many years. And so you will see me, but you'll also see them. And they're just the friendliest bunch of people you would ever ask for. And they're always willing to answer any question that comes along and to provide help to our customers. We want our customers to be happy to be there. And I find working there is like being at a carnival. I mean, people are smiling. They're happy. They don't mind waiting in line. But there's just this joyous feeling. Everybody's happy to see the harvest. I think maybe it harkens back to our ancestors. I don't know, but people are happy to see the big harvest. They're happy to see the pumpkins all there. And so Andy and I both try to be there as much as we can and to make ourselves known. That was a long-winded answer. I'm sorry.
No, but it's a good description. And I'm thinking, yeah, kind of like a Midway, except for the funnel cakes. Can we work that in next year?
This is a food show, right?
Yes, exactly. And of course, you've got the ice cream stand, which I think is closed for the season now, correct?
Yeah, and again, the reason for closing that is because of parking. That because we have so many people in the market to buy apples and pears and peaches and all the other good things, there's not room to have the ice cream going on to it. It would just completely clog up everything. So I'm sorry. People are so disappointed when they come here and they see that the ice cream is closed, but that's the reason.
So we know that we're just at the beginning, relatively speaking, of U-Pick season at Mack's Apples in Londonderry. What are the hours as we head into a weekend? How early can somebody come to try to beat the crowds?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question, because there's a lot of confusion out there about the hours, because our store is open from 9 to 6. That's not the picking hours. The picking hours are 10 until 5. And those people work really, really hard out in the field. And because it's pretty damp out there in the morning, we, start them out at 10 o'clock. But wear shoes that you don't care if they get a little bit wet, because if you get there at 10 o'clock, sometimes the grass is damp. So from 10 until 5 are the hours for Pick Your Own. And those stations that, I mentioned before where the signs are pointing to, will send you to the various locations, and they will open promptly at 10. And we try to get them to close promptly at 5, but, sometimes that can be a little bit difficult. But those are the official hours.
Well, what people don't know, and as close as I live, I've never really explored the property, but you have a lot of trails that people would enjoy, probably, maybe not during apple season as much, but because you can't have a leash dog when it's not U-pick season, correct, if you want to go through the Mac property there?
That's correct, but we don't allow dogs in the orchards during the pick-your-own time just because of the mess that it could make.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about the trails a little bit. I know that they're maintained by Londonderry Trailways. I mean, it's a substantial, you could make a day of hiking out of it, couldn't you?
It's absolutely beautiful out there, and I think near on Mammoth Road, across the street from the market, you'll find a trailhead marker north of the barn, and you can walk. It's about a three-mile loop. You can walk over to Adams Road to the orchard there and walk around the orchard, and it's a beautiful, beautiful walk. But there are trails all over the property. My father-in-law is part of, he did sell the development rights to the farm a number of years ago, and part of it was that the town people and people around the state would have the opportunity to use the trails. We have road races, cross-country races that use them, but you see people out there all the time. And my husband is really good about grooming cross-country ski trails, and so when the snows fall, which we know they're going to, winter is coming, he does groom the trails so that people can cross-country ski on those same trails or snowshoe, and it's an old logging road, I guess, from the old days, and it's the one I'm thinking of across the street, and it's just beautiful. But we encourage people when they're doing U-pick to picnic, you know, enjoy the property, make the most of it. We don't have fences up. We just ask people to respect the area, keep it clean. We try to provide receptacles for trash and that sort of thing. But we've felt over the years that people have been really good and very respectful of the property and have used it appropriately, and we do appreciate that.
It's been so good to have you take some time out of a very busy life of running a farm and managing those four grandchildren. Good for you. I just had my first blood grandchild here last November, so I'm kind of getting a little feel of the great joy that I'm sure that you have with yours.
Yeah, it is wonderful, but and they love the farm as much as we do, so that's great, and it gives us another reason to keep things going. But obviously, you know, we have a website at maxapples.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at maxapples, and we would love to have people come. We have a hotline if they want to call the hotline. It's at 432-3456. And you can always call the farm, but that phone is ringing off the hook at all times. So we encourage people to use those other means. And please come to the market and enjoy the ambiance of what it provides. And we thank you so much for giving us this opportunity today.
You're welcome. I'll be there about 2:30 to see if there's any peaches inside left. My last desperate reach.
We'll put some aside for you, Mike. You deserve
there you
that.
Go. That's right. What he was waiting for, Carol. Oh.
I could tell. That was a broad hint.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carol.
Give your best to my friend, your husband, Andy, and I look forward to seeing you both, I hope, at some point while I visit Max Apples in Londonderry. Have a great weekend, Carol.
You too, Mike, and thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, it is Friday, and Food for Thought is over for the week. We'll see everybody back on Monday, and up next is Kale and Company, so we'll see everybody next week. Bye.